Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles Weekly Sermons.
Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
The name Pentecost means 50, that is, it follows 50 days after the celebration of Pascha. And obviously we inherited this cycle of feasts from the Jews. We also celebrated Pascha, which is translated as Passover, and they also celebrated Pentecost 50 days later. In the Jewish observance, the Pascha, the Passover, was observed as a deliverance from Egypt, and the Pentecost, 50 days later, was a commemoration of the giving of law, of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. And those themes are actually very important for us, for you and for me, because we celebrate similar themes. On Pascha, on our Pascha, our Passover, we celebrate the deliverance not from slavery in Egypt, but the deliverance of us from sin and even from death. This is the significance of Jesus Christ in his human flesh, rising from the dead. He demonstrates that death has no power over him, and that in him we are also delivered. So that's our deliverance, that slavery to death and to sin. And then 50 days later, today, we celebrate Pentecost, which is for us not the feast of the giving of law of the law to Moses on Sinai, but it's the giving of the gospel commandments. In fact, it's the giving of the Spirit who enables us to fulfill the law of Christ. You know, from reading the scriptures, we just read from the Acts of the Apostles, how on the Jewish feast of Pentecost, the apostles were gathered together in the city of Jerusalem. They were waiting according to the commandment of Christ. Whenever he ascended into the heavens, he told them, wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. And so being obedient disciples, they waited. And they stayed in the city of Jerusalem. And on the feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon them. And this is, we could say, the completion, the fulfillment of the great work of Christ. And how is that? I've said this before. Oftentimes we think of Pascha as this tremendous feast. And it is. Our whole cycle of worship in the Orthodox Church focuses on the feast of Pascha. But it focuses on it like we focused on baptism yesterday. Pascha is the beginning. Christ's resurrection from the dead is the beginning, is the initiation. And the fulfillment comes in Pentecost. How is that? Well, we have to understand what it is that God desires of us. What is His will concerning us? And His will concerning us is that we live according to the way He created us, not the way we live now. Now we live according to our passions and our deceitful lusts. But that is not the way God created us. He created us to live in eternal, perpetual communion with Him. And communion means sharing in His very life. As St. Peter wrote in his epistle, we are to become partakers of the divine nature. This is what salvation means in the Orthodox Church. To become partakers of the divine nature. So in order to make that happen for us, Christ came to fulfill these things. He created us in the beginning, as the evangelist John tells us. Through Him all things were made. And when we had fallen away from our high calling, He began to work. He began to labor. Rather than writing us off, He began to take trouble over us. And He began to send prophets. And He gave the law. All to proclaim that which would come to pass in these last days. And in the last days He came to us in the form of a man, revealing God to us completely, revealing the Father to us, speaking to us face to face, telling us about Himself, and uniting our human nature to the divine nature inseparably. Humanity and divinity have been united inseparably in the person of Jesus Christ. And having instructed His disciples and us through them concerning God, who He is, what His will concerning us is, He voluntarily submitted Himself to death on the cross. He was buried and He rose from the dead on the third day, conquering the great enemy of death. After His resurrection from the dead, He continued to teach His disciples for 40 days. He ascended into the heavens, and in His deified human flesh, He is enthroned at the right hand of the Father, and He sends the Holy Spirit. So this is what I mean when I say that today, celebrating the descent of the Holy Spirit is the fulfillment of Christ's work, because He has shown us in Himself what it is He desires, and that is to unite God to man. To unite Himself, being God, to us, being men. He accomplishes that in his person, and in sending the Holy Spirit, he initiates it among us. He makes it possible among us. The apostles and disciples who were gathered together on the Feast of Pentecost were deified. They became dwelling places of the Holy Spirit. That is, they became human residences of the third person of the Holy Trinity, who did not leave them thereafter. And we can look at their lives and we can say, well, look what happened to them. They were beaten, they were stoned, they were cast out of the synagogue, they were tortured, they were killed. Of the 12 apostles, you know, one of them, the Apostle John, died what we call a natural death. The others were all tortured to death in some way, shape, or form. And yet, their death follows the pattern of the death of Christ. That is, their death is their victory. Because even in death, they were not separated from the Holy Spirit. They were not separated from Christ. You and me, we have been made partakers of this great glory. This is God's desire for us. And it simply remains for us, number one, to realize it, and number two, to strive to live according to it, to put away the deceitful lusts of this world, to put away all of our pride and our arrogance, to put away our greed and our envy, to put away our deceitfulness and our malice, to leave it all behind, to stop clinging to it as if it will somehow enrich our lives, but to let it fall away from us, even if it means that we look stupid to the world, even if it means that we look like fools. Because even if we look like fools in the world, if we have Christ and we have the Holy Spirit, then we have everything that we need. We have more than the world. This is Christ's desire, that we would live with Him, full of the Holy Spirit, full of the grace of God, living together with Him, rejoicing continually. And now we begin our life. We have observed Pascha and Ascension and Pentecost, and now we are propelled by that into our life, full of joy, full of hope, full of the Holy Spirit of God, desiring to live at all times consciously aware of His presence, making all of our decisions, allowing all of our motivations to be dictated by the Spirit of God. Let us strive for this, my brothers and sisters, not to take back up the things of this world like dogs returning to their own vomit, but rather to take up the Spirit of God, to live according to His will for our lives, and to live ultimately in eternal communion with God, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.